Good morning, 810 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. Bob Johnson is the sheriff in Santa Rosa County, and he joins us every Monday at this time. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So, a little bit of a complicated backstory on this case with the process server, right? Like, there was a, you know, a renovation out on the beach that was supposed to be one amount and it spiraled to a much larger number. And as a result, you had a lawsuit being filed against Michael Mabry and then the guy whose contracting license he was operating under, Jesse Casey, who's an Escambia County politician, ran for our county commission District 1, lost to Jeff Bergosh, and then got hired to be his aide. He's named in the lawsuit. And these folks were going to serve papers on Michael Mabry. And then bad things happened. Is that right?
Yeah, and then apparently a gun got pulled, which is, you know, obviously a no-no. And, you know, unfortunately, process servers are kind of, I guess it's a underrated profession because some of them died during their time. Okaloosa County lost a process server. He was at a lawyer's office a couple of years back, and he was serving papers and got shot and killed. So people don't really understand what process servers go through. They're, you know, you never want to see one at your door.
Right.
You know what it means, but yet you can't resort to violence to obviously to keep them from doing their job.
And in this case, I guess she had gone through an unlocked fence door to get to the front door. He comes around the side and kind of points a gun at her and allegedly, but I guess it's on video, so I don't know how allegedly it is. But then, you know, her husband is with her, has it all on film too. I mean, this is like, you just can't shoot you cannot point a gun at somebody unless they're threatening your life, right?
Yeah, correct. You know, and people say, well, stand your ground. You said we can shoot. And, you know, that's different. Somebody kicks in your front door and comes in your house as opposed to in your front yard, you know, and obviously people can come in your front yard and you can tell them to leave. If they don't have a weapon or they don't threaten you in any form or fashion, you call us, we'll kick them out. Off your property. You don't have the right to resort to violence to threaten somebody who's not threatening you in any form or fashion. And I think, you know, and I don't know for sure, and obviously we'll never know because you can't tell what's in somebody's mind. But, I mean, it's hard to believe he didn't know that that person was a process server because usually they come up, they got a lot of papers in their hands. They're not armed, you know.
They've got a badge of some kind, an ID of some kind.
Right. So, so it's going to be interesting to see how this pans out.
Yeah, I'm with you. And, you know, the case of process servers being a risky profession, you know, I had met a guy get my tires done the other day, and he was a process server for the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. And I just didn't even know. I thought that was always private individuals. Do you guys have process servers that work for your office?
Oh, definitely. Sure we do. And we have sworn deputies. The process server that got killed in Okaloosa County was a sworn deputy.
Wow, off-duty?
He had just retired, unfortunately. No, he was in uniform. And ours are in uniform. This one we're talking about, though, is civilian, so it's no uniform involved. But, I have sworn officers that do it, and the one that was killed out in Okaloosa County is a sworn officer. And it can be very dangerous serving papers, as you know, people who don't want them, and obviously who wants to know they're getting sued or are getting subpoenaed to court, or you know, I mean, like I said, when they show up, it's kind of like us showing up at a loud party. You know, nothing good's going to come of it. You know, so.
And as many times as you and I and Chip and I and we all talk about this stuff, I still feel like people are very ill-educated about what they're what the law requires of them with guns. And the short version is you can't threaten to shoot somebody for trespassing. That's itself a crime, right?
Correct. And I mean, like I said, that's what we're here for. So you tell somebody to get off your property and they say, no, I'm not going. You know, you dial the phone, we'll be there and we'll tell them to leave. If they don't leave, we arrest them. I mean, it's pretty basic.
Right.
As long as they're not threatening you, they come on your property and obviously they come on your property with a weapon, a knife or something, then yeah, you do what you have to do. But if it's somebody who is unarmed, just because they're on your property, you can't shoot them or threaten to shoot them.
And basically, you can only threaten to shoot somebody if you'd be justified in actually shooting them, right?
Yeah, pretty much. And like I said, though, this is all different than, you know, inside a home. So mm-hmm. somebody kicks your door in, you know, you don't have to wait and go, does he have a knife in his back pocket or, you know, whatever. If he kicks your door in, obviously he's coming in to do something else that's illegal. So
Now having, just because I know people ask this question, having a gun even in your hand, not pointed at the person on your property, that would be legal, right? Because you're allowed to carry a gun on your property.
Correct. Correct. And if it's pointed down and you never pointed at the individual, you know, normally you could get, there's a statute called reckless display of a firearm. But it doesn't really, I'm pretty sure it doesn't apply on your property because, mm-hmm. like you said, you're allowed to possess one. But like if you're somewhere else, say the Tom Thumb parking lot, and you pull a gun out and don't point it at somebody, you still can technically be arrested for reckless display.
So. Because then you're violating the open carry or open display or, as you say, reckless display ordinances. Spring break, any issues with spring break?
No, the only thing I would say about our spring break is that cops are here riding with us.
Oh, all right.
But yeah, they're doing another few episodes with us, and then they'll be off again to some other county. But yeah, so far on spring break, you know, the beach has been pretty sporty out there at times. But yeah, so far nothing major to report, and I'm knocking wood as I say that.
So if you want to be on TV, then do something stupid in Santa Rosa County over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, just please don't involve a can of corn in it. Please don't do that.
I'm just, you know, classic episode.
Anything but that.
Yeah. Oh man, I remember that. Hey, I did want to ask you. You had made this Facebook statement, basically a declaration of your opposition to reducing the millage on houses, and also your advocacy in favor of the local option sales tax, an additional half cent, if I remember correctly. And I did want to give you a second to talk about both of those, because I know, you know, Sam Parker has kind of talked about reducing the millage, and he's a former cop, so it's not like, you know, y'all both care about law enforcement. Yeah. That's not the issue. But I wanted to give you a chance to kind of say your say.
Yeah, and on reducing the millage rate, you know, this is the thing. What they're talking about doing millage rate wise, reducing it by, you know, I think it'll come out to be $2 million for the county. The average person on $300,000 house is going to save about like $40 a year. So divide that up by your monthly bill, and what are you going to save? Pretty much nothing. We're one of the lowest taxed counties right now, millage rate wise, in the state. So when you do something like that and say, I'm going to lower the millage rate by whatever, the only ones who benefit are people with lots of property and builders. They're the only ones that really benefit from it. So the average person, this is doing nothing for them, absolutely nothing. And it will, you know, you say, well, $2 million ain't that much. It is when, you know, you have to fulfill a budget, and all my budget is ad valorem taxes except for the local option sales tax. So when you start talking, man, my budget, I think the last one was $68 million. And we have to add officers because right now the state average is like 2.4 officers per 1,000, and we're at like 1.2. So we're half of where we need to be. And to hire officers, what else do you have to do? You have to raise the pay. If the counties surrounding you are paying a lot more, why are they going to come here? So that being said, the county commission just needs to understand that, hey, I think personally that we need to stay on track and focus on getting more officers on the road because, you know, if you let crime spike and then try to bring it back down, it's a lot harder than keeping it low.
Right.
So that, and when it comes to local option sales tax, yes, I'm definitely in favor of that. They want another half cent just for infrastructure. And I can tell you the local option sales tax, the half cent that we currently have, is a blessing to the sheriff's office. We have had, we've bought so many vehicles with it. It's just, it's really incredible how much it's helped us. And of course that takes, you know, that's money that normally would be coming out of ad valorem to buy cars and stuff. So now that saves us so much money that we can put toward personnel. And if we have to raise our starting pay, you know, in the future, that'll help as well.
I did want to also ask you just quickly, it's a done thing now. They're going to lower the speed limit again, like they do every year on Navarre Causeway to 20 miles an hour. Do you have an opinion about that, either from a safety for the birds or a safety for the kids or for your officers, convenience or inconvenience for having to go that speed?
You know, it may be inconvenient for some people to go that speed, but you think about it, the birds are nesting and they do fly across that causeway pretty quick at no notice. And, you know, you're talking about protecting the species that, you know, was here way before we were. So I think it's a good thing. I don't have a problem with it at all. And if people understand that we do this every single year, this should not be a big surprise when they get over that bridge and see the 20 mile an hour and the flashing light. They need to understand that there's a reason for it. We're not doing it just so we can write tickets, because God knows we can write tickets anywhere in this county, the speeders, because, you know, there's a lot of them.
If you task people to just that, you wouldn't run out of speeders. You'd run out of people long before you got to all the speeders. I agree with that. Sheriff Bob Johnson.
It's called job security.
That's right. Sheriff Bob Johnson, the Santa Rosa County Sheriff, always joins us this time on a Monday. Sheriff, thank you so much for what you do, keeping us safe and informed. And when it comes to cops, entertained, I appreciate it, sir. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Andrew.